Christmas Eve. That's today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Christmas Eve. That's today. Yes, it is. This is the year 2008, and it's December 24th. It's Christmas Eve. What is it that we think about on Christmas Eve? Well, we think about sharing, and we think about unconditional love. And what is unconditional love all about and relative to Christmas Eve? Well, Jesus came to teach the world that God is a God of love, and that as we love our neighbors like ourselves, we will find peace, happiness, and joy in all the world. And that each one of us has some very special, wonderful gift. Each one of us has some very special, wonderful talent. And as we share this talent unlimitedly, as we share this talent without limit, we will find that we have been fulfilled so completely, we cannot even begin to understand it. Now, sharing is a wonderful thing, but oftentimes we misunderstand what sharing is. Sharing is not giving because someone needs it, but it's giving because we want to share. We want to give who we are. Now, as the saying goes, they have more toys than they know what to do with. They have a house full of toys. They have more toys than they can think about. And we don't need... Well, what do you give to a person who has everything? What do you give to a person who has everything? Well, what you give to a person who has everything is just love. You give yourself. Now, I travel to visit my relatives and my sister. I used to go and visit my brother and my other sister, and I would visit my other brother, and I go around the world visiting my family. I visit my son, visit my former wife, I visit all the people who are very loving in my world, plus I go around visiting all of my students as much as I can. And there are so many of them, and it's a wonderful thing. But as I visit my family, do I take for them? Do I buy a present for each one? Do I buy a trinket? Do I buy a symbol, some token? Or do I bring myself? Am I the greatest gift that I can give? And I believe I am. I believe each one of us are the greatest gift we can give to another. To give of our personal love, of our self, of our unconditional feeling of joy and peace. Oh, look who's here. Wonderful. And Daddy's home. He's been gone on a trip. What did you bring me, Daddy? And when Daddy brings things to the children, when he returns from trips, they expect it. But when Daddy comes home from a trip and brings himself, and they learn to expect that, then they learn to expect the greatest gift that Daddy can ever give. The gift of himself. Can you imagine a daddy giving himself to his family? Just being with his family, playing with the children, being and talking with his wife, sitting and sharing, turning off the television, putting aside all the news medias, and just sitting and sharing and talking with his family, with his wife. What a great and glorious gift that would be. Can you imagine if there was a World Peace Conference, and at the World Peace Conference they turned on their newspapers and their televisions and their magazines and their radios, and they tuned in to what's going on here, there, and everywhere? What would happen to the Peace Conference? Very little, you could be sure. But when everyone gives of their very best to the conference, gives with the desire to understand what each is sharing. Give with the desire to understand the problems that each is having and what their solutions might be. This unconditional love brings about a world peace. It would bring about peace in every peace conference. But in every peace conference, there's one major factor that always plays, and they want to be the diplomat. They want to be the diplomat, someone who is being very careful not to step on any toes and not to hurt anybody's feelings. The diplomat. And of course, as long as you have the diplomat, you have no honesty. You have no integrity. You have no really loving, unconditionally loving sharing. But when a person goes in with unconditionally loving sharing, magic takes place. Wonder takes place. When you go in with unconditionally loving sharing, what happens? Peace and joy and goodness. On the internet the other day, one of our students and friends, and I call them friend on a very forced basis, they sent us a mocking bit of information about Obama and the city he came from, and it was a belittling thing. It was a very, very belittling thing. Now, if this is what this person is going to do to our government, to help to destroy it by sending out negative things about it, by sending out unhappy things about it, then, of course, how can this nation be a nation of greatness and peace? This is a nation of greatness and peace only because of men like Benjamin Franklin, who looked at this nation for wonder and magic, who founded this nation in goodness and honor and truth and honesty. And when we belittle each other, when I look at your faults, I can't help you. But when I look at your magic, and when I look at the possibilities you have, then I am looking at you truly with the eyes of the Christ. I'm looking at you truly with the eyes of the divine within me. I'm looking at you truly as I would see you on this Christmas Eve and say, peace, peace, peace. Oh, we have President Bush, who has done wonderful things in bringing about peace. He's done wonderful things in bringing about a country at one of its most trying times. And now, a new president comes in, and a new president who says, let us not look at the past, but let us look at the present and the future. Where are we going? Not where have we come from and what mistakes have we made. Let's not learn from our mistakes. Let's learn from what is it that we want to accomplish. If we learn from our mistakes, which is a story that we tell ourselves so often, we are back in our mistakes. We are still considering them. But let's learn from the thing that we want to accomplish. What is it that we have in motion for ourselves? Where are we going? What is our choice for ourselves? What is our decision for ourselves? What do we want out of the world? This Christmas Eve, let us, each one, with our hearts filled with unconditional love, look at the world about us and say, there is peace on earth and it began with me. Look at the nation of the United States and say, it is a wonderful, sound, basic nation. It is a nation based upon sound business practices and sound activities. And it is rich and very rich. It is very powerful. It is very healthy. It cares about the people. And then we reach out to the nations of the world, to the many, many nations throughout the world, and we see each nation living with integrity and honesty. We see each nation wanting the best for its people. And the best for its people is not to take from someone else, but it is to utilize their own indwelling beauty, their own indwelling genius. This is what this Christmas Eve is all about. This Christmas Eve is all about you and I giving presents to the world of our unconditional love and seeing all in divine order now and always. And we do that as a very conscious act. Yes, my loves, it is a very conscious act, and one that each one of us can do beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, now and always. Enter into that with me, if you will, because Christmas Eve is a wonderful day. It's a wonderful time of remembrance of what it was that the Christ child came here to bring on earth, peace on earth. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you eternally.